My program is all about you and your thoughts and the way in which you create your world. You live in a dream world. You have always been living in a dream world. You have spent your entire life constructing this dream world. You have not been particularly good at this construction, and so you have put in a whole lot of stuff that you don't really like. You moan and groan about this, and you make yourself miserable. But you don't accept that you created your dream world and that it is a dream world. How did you create your dream world? You created it with thought, through your thought patterns. What most of us don't realize is that thought is highly creative. Look around the room that you're in. Everything in it, the chair that you're sitting on, the window through which you look outside, the personal computer on which you check your email, the automobile that you use. Every single one of these things was at one time a thought in somebody's head. Massive buildings like the World Trade Center, massive tragedies like the felling of the World Trade Center, all of these at one time were a thought in someone's head. Your thought is also creative, endlessly creative. The world that you're living in has been created by your thought. Perhaps you're not happy with much of it or some of it. That is because you have not yet learned to consciously create what you would like to. In this program, you will learn how to harness your thought so that it takes you in the direction that you would like to go and helps you manifest that which you would like to see. I'd like to get started by introducing you to one of the most basic building blocks that you use to create your reality. This is your mental chatter. Your mental chatter is an internal monologue that you have. It begins right up from when you open your eyes in the morning, carries on through the day, is with you right now even as you're listening to this program. It is with you when you go to bed at night, and sometimes it is so loud that it prevents you from going to sleep. It is your constant companion, a companion that you cannot shake loose. Do you recognize it? Here's how it might go when you wake up in the morning. Oh, drat, there's that alarm again. What time is it? I'm sleepy. I don't want to get up. Maybe I can hit the snooze button. Get another 10 minutes of sleep. I need more. Why don't they make snooze buttons that have 30 minutes? What do I have to do today? Oh gosh, there's that project that's due. I would have finished it last night, except Frank was supposed to send me his part of it and he never did. How can people be so irresponsible? Let me call him and find out what happened. How blank blank expletive deleted. Does that sound familiar to you? That's your mental chatter. The wonder is not that you feel tired with this burden that you're carrying every day. The wonder is that you can accomplish anything at all. Play a thought experiment with me. Supposing there was a new electronic device, a computer chip. This is a chip that needs to be embedded in your skull. And this chip will give you audiovisual entertainment of the highest quality. And imagine that the surgeon who was going to do the embedding screws up. And what you have is a chip that you cannot control. Sometimes the music plays very, very, very loudly, and sometimes it's inaudible. Sometimes you have glorious pictures, and sometimes you have rain falling and falling and falling, and gray and dull scenes. And most of the time you have gray and dull scenes. How would you react? How long would it be before you go to a malpractice lawyer? And how many zeros do you think would be in the award that you get? You have such a chip in your head right now, and you don't complain. That chip is your mind. It is so much a part of your life that you accept it. You don't question it. And that is a mistake. It is a mistake because the mental chatter that you experience, every minute of every day, from the time you open your eyes to the time you close them at night, that mental chatter is actually shaping your world. That, combined with your mental models, creates your reality, the reality that you experience.